Hello, welcome to the Nature Podcast for the 9th of February edition of the journal. I'm Chris Smith. Coming up this week, mouldy metals. Researchers are using X-rays to scratch the surface of what happens when metals begin to corrode. We'll be rattling the skeletons in the evolutionary closet of Tyrannosaurus rex as scientists uncover its oldest relative. There are uplifting insights into continental collisions as researchers use soil to unearth when the Tibetan plateau was pushed up to its dizzy heights. And explosive news from Krakatoa as climate models show that the legacy of one of the world's largest eruptions lives on in the oceans. But first up today, a tale of two fish, as we find out how to make a new species. Now, it's generally believed that new species crop up when geography intervenes and a group of organisms become isolated from their parent populations. Over time, these captives accumulate genetic mutations that eventually set them apart. This is referred to as allopatric speciation, and it's without doubt true. But Darwin suggested that new species could also arise side by side with their peers, so-called sympatric speciation. But confirming whether or not this really can happen has proved very difficult. But now, with the help of a family of cichlid fish living in an isolated crater lake in Nicaragua, Axel Meyer and his colleagues from the University of Konstanz in Germany have found in Darwin's favour, and they've shown that it really can happen.
There are several species that belong to this one genus of cichlid fish that live throughout Nicaragua. And what we've found is that there is one species that is new and only found in one of these crater lakes. And we've been able to show that this new species arose in this crater lake and does not occur anywhere else outside of this crater lake.
But I guess the key point here is that these fish seem to have arisen at the same time as other fish from the same species are living side by side with them in this crater lake. And people had previously thought that this wasn't actually possible.
The model that most people believe in is the so-called allopatric model of speciation. It refers to a situation where two populations are separated, geographically separated, and over many generations, mutations would accumulate in these two separated populations, such as that when these two populations come back together, they would not reproduce anymore and by definition would then be called two different species. Now, under the model of sympatric speciation, people believe that species can form without this geographic separation to populations. But it's been very hard to show in practice.
How would two species arise side by side from a common ancestor in exactly the same environment and not interbreed?
In our case, these lakes are quite deep, and there is a rocky shore where algae grow on rocks and fish hide between the rocks. But apparently some individuals of the original population left this sort of shore-associated environment and went into the more open water where they've hunted for small fish prey or for items that fall on the water surface more in the open water. So it's a combination of dividing the habitat and specializing on particular diets that they are then particularly efficient in exploiting compared to the other species.
So what did you do to actually test out the idea that this is what's happened?
So we collected fish from this crater lake and from many other lakes around. So in total we looked at fish populations from six other lakes in Nicaragua to convince ourselves that the fish, the new species that is found in this crater lake, is not found anywhere else in the natural distribution of the species. The next thing is to show that we're actually dealing with two different entities. And for that, we've done the morphometric analysis. That is an analysis where one measures certain landmarks on the body of the fish and also on the jaws of the fish, because the jaws and the teeth are important in terms of how they feed and what they feed. And so based on this kind of analysis, we can show that we are dealing with two morphologically distinct entities.
And what sort of time scale are we talking about to drive this sort of evolutionary difference?
Very, very young. We've estimated that the original founding population colonized the lake maybe less than 20,000 years ago, and the new species is probably less than 10,000 or maybe only 7 or 8,000 years old.
Axel Meyer from Germany's University of Konstanz describing how a unique cichlid fish species has evolved side by side with its ancestors in a Nicaraguan crater lake.